Before we get there, each week I try to answer a question that you submit, but I answer them from the Bible. So this week's question is a heavy one. When is Judgment Day? And I'm asking, like, do you mean like for the whole world or for you personally? So I'm going to answer this in two parts, because before I read the Bible, my view of Judgment Day came from Terminator 2. And it was terrifying. I needed a dirt bike to survive Judgment Day, and I needed Arnold. But I'm going to answer this biblically. But when I answer this, do not detach yourself from this. Don't separate yourself from it. So the first answer is your judgment happens immediately when you die. From the Bible, Hebrews 9:27 says, "As just as each person is destined to die once, and then after that comes judgment." Immediately when you die. Luke chapter 16, two people die. One goes to heaven and one goes to hell. Immediately. There is not 1 second that you stop existing. Not 1 second that you stop existing. There is no gap between your last moment here on earth and your first breath in eternity. But you instantly, when you die, stand before the Lord. There is no time of waiting. There is no second chance, like, oh crap, he was real. It's too late. There is no third option to opt out of eternity. I don't like this. I'm just going home. You are instantly granted heaven or hell, instantly. And the Bible says it is based on one thing. And that is not an oversimplification to exaggerate how simple this is. It is literally based on one thing. And that one thing is, did you place your faith in Jesus? That's it. There's not more questions. On Judgment Day, there won't be a follow-up question. It says, well, what about this? Nope. There is not going to be a consolation prize for people who almost made it to heaven. And you just live in the ghetto. And there's not a consolation prize for people who were basically good people. They just didn't find Jesus and they're in the shallow lake of fire. No, there is no consolation prize. To quote Jesus directly about final judgment, Matthew 25, he says, "Come, you blessed by my Father, and inherit the kingdom." Those are Jesus' words. Same chapter, he also says, "Away, you cursed, into eternal fire prepared for the devil." There's only two options. Either come, you blessed, because you put your faith in Christ, or away, you cursed, because you rejected me. The only deciding factor for eternity is, was your faith in Jesus Christ and nothing else? That's personal judgment. Second part, when is the end of the world? Let me tell you, no one knows. If you're watching anybody on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram who's got a graph and a chart. But I tell you the truth, there is a day set by the Lord in heaven only known to him. He has his calendar marked that there will be an end of the world. This one will be rolled up like old underwear. That's the Bible words, not mine. And it'll be made new. For believers, Revelation 20 through 22, the last three chapters in the Bible, do you know what their main purpose is? The end of the world, final judgment, main purpose is to exalt Jesus Christ. And the entire world will see he was the Savior. And all who didn't place their faith will see in the one who they rejected. That's it. For the true follower of Christ, I'm almost done. This will be the best day ever. For those who have rejected Jesus as the Lord of their life, this will be the saddest day ever. It says they will look on the one whom they pierced and mourn. So the answer is, Judgment Day for you individually is the second you die. Judgment Day for the whole world is at the end. So if he is your Savior, let's sing to him.